Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. Senator think about the Knoxville VA, the Kavanaugh nomination to the Supreme Court, the Farm Bill, and more? Let's go in depth with Senator Chuck Grassley from New Hartford.
Bob.
Hi, Senator. How are you?
Yeah, I don't very often talk to you twice in the same month, but it's always enjoyable more talking to you face to face like we did last week. But I get, or no, 2 weeks ago now. So anyway, I hope I'm ready for your questions. I never know until you ask them.
Well, I'm sure you're ready. It was really nice to see you in Knoxville.
Yeah. A lot of good questions, too.
Well, they were good questions, and I'd like to go over them a little bit with you. It was sort of
sure. Anything you want to ask me.
I mean, it was a good meeting. It's good to watch you working with constituents as I have, you know, over the years. But it was sort of a frustrating meeting, too, in the sense that some of the topics that came up were the VA, where we've, you know, been working with it for many, many years, and it doesn't, you know, we just don't really know where it stands. And I guess
On that point where it stands, did I interpret it wasn't the mayor, it was the other person that kind of opened the discussion. He indicated at the tail end that until this process that GSA is going through now, which probably will be by the end of the year, that there's not much that we can do here at this level. Would that be right, since it's out for negotiation?
That'd be right. The VA can't do anything, and it's all in the hands of the GSA, and they're not talking to each other, and you expressed how difficult it is in Washington.
Let me back up. If there is a need for agencies to talk together about something before GSA makes a decision to settle with somebody or to give it back to VA, if there's something between now and the end of the year, maybe we can be helpful in getting people to talk to each other. But if that can't happen until after GSA gets done, then I think GSA is out of it anyway, and then we work totally with the VA, right?
Well, yes, that's my understanding. It's just so sad that things have deteriorated so badly in the last 10 years or so. But we'll see what comes of it. I think what most people want, well, they would love to have the VA back, but, you know, turning it over to the city with the GSA the VA paying for the buildings to come down if that's what's needed.
Can I give you a bottom line of what I did after the meeting? And it's really not much, but I want to say that I confirmed with my staff that they're involved in this issue, and I probably wouldn't have had that conversation with them if I hadn't heard in Knoxville what I heard.
Well, we appreciate any and all help you can give.
Okay, thank you.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley.
Well, another thing that was sort of difficult at the meeting was some of the statements expressed over President Trump's tariffs. There was a gentleman that I was sitting next to, and he expressed the fact that he thinks his farm will be able to survive the tariffs, but he told me and he told you that he thinks that his son's going to lose his farm because of the tariffs.
If he can't get loans for next year, that's a possibility. I'm hearing from bankers more than farmers fear that some farmers are in trouble. Now, maybe I'm not talking to the right farmers, but maybe the bankers know something that farmers yet don't know. So I take what the bankers tell me to heart. So let me give you, I think some of what I'm telling you would be a repeat of what you heard me say. I think I said that NAFTA should be done by the end of this month. This has been confirmed, as much as they can confirm something in the future, by the conversations I had with cabinet members this very day. So that would be whatever the Trump trade policies is bringing to that farmer's problems, then a little bit of good news ought to help. Then another bit of good news that's not quite as firmed up that it's going to end up good, but that would be there's a people coming over from the Chinese Commerce Department right now of their government, and they're going to sit down with Treasury officials over here and start negotiating settlements with China. Now, that's going to lead to President Xi and President Trump having a couple meetings in November on that subject. These would be side meetings to some other multilateral meetings. When I was in Knoxville, I didn't have the idea that anybody in our government was talking to anybody in the Chinese government, and I don't know where the initiative came from, but to me, this is good news for something that I thought hadn't been happening since the last week of May. And if nothing's happening, that's not good news. And then the other one was, I think I did mention this in Knoxville, is that the president of European Union comes over here, and before his appearance with Trump, we were going to put big tariffs on European cars coming here, equal their 25% tariff on our cars over there, and then they were going to retaliate with some sort of other tariffs, and that's been called to a halt. Now, if these things continue to materialize, it should help prices for farmers a little bit, but whether you also have to take into consideration that some of the drop in prices that we've had isn't 100% related to the tariffs. This prospect of a really bumper crop in both corn and soybeans has something to do with it.
Yes, certainly. Well, let's move on to another topic that you're in the middle of, and that's with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Where are we with that? I understand you're pushing for some movement soon.
Yeah, there'll be, by the way, if you watch C-SPAN sometime this afternoon, I don't have a time yet, I'm going to be speaking for the fourth or fifth time on this subject, and you'll get some maybe more details there. It says 4:40 Iowa time is what my staff just told me. So let me give you an update, because I don't think that this was announced when I was in Knoxville. Anyway, we're going to have the hearing starting the day of Labor Day. So Tuesday will be entirely devoted to Republican and Democrat members giving their opening statement, probably 10 minutes each, I would guess. And while we're doing that, Kavanaugh is going to be sitting there just listening. And then Tuesday or Wednesday and Thursday, at least, maybe going into Friday, but at least Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to have as many rounds of questioning that members want, because I never cut anybody off from questioning Gorsuch, and I don't. And you get into more trouble if you want to cut people off than if you just let them talk. So my goal is to have long days and let people ask as many questions they want to. And then I heard Leader McConnell say today at a meeting, and it kind of is the same place he was 2 months ago or 6 weeks ago, that he wants to vote on this before October the 1st. I think my committee has the capability of reaching that goal, but I guess I don't want to say so until at least September the 5th. Our committee has received 430,000 pages of material at this point, and that's more than twice the volume of material of any of our previous five or six nominees to the Supreme Court. Now, we'll probably still get double that amount before it's over. before we get all the documents, I should say.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley.
Well, I've got an article on this from the Wall Street Journal today. Maybe you looked at it. And I'd like you to react to one paragraph in it where they say, and I'm quoting here, Judge Kavanaugh wrote a law review article in 2009 that argued Congress should pass a law that would temporarily defer civil suits and criminal probes involving a president while in office. And I guess that's concerning. It means that to Kavanaugh, that the president, any president, is above the law. Do you think that is the case?
I don't think so, and I don't think Kavanaugh thinks so, and I think that question was answered by the Supreme Court, I think, in a unanimous decision against Nixon. That he wasn't above the law. So I think that's established law, and I think Kavanaugh, more than anybody else, who seems to be a person on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals that leaves his personal views out of it, looks at the facts of the case and the law or the Constitution and makes it based on that. So I don't know whether it's fair for me to interpret what I've heard some explanations of this. But first of all, nobody's above the law, so this president's not above the law. And what he was trying to say is that any sort of criminal or civil action against the president while he's in office would be a detraction from him serving his constitutional responsibilities under Article 2 of the Constitution. So I think he's basically saying that you can't arrest the president while he's in office. But on January the 21st, the day afternoon on January the 20th, he leaves office, he could be arrested as he walked out of the White House.
But do we really want a president that is about to be arrested, you know, maybe even for months or years?
There is a constitutional check on that, and that's impeachment. I think it's this simple. You've asked a legitimate question. These questions are going to be answered at our hearing, and things much more controversial than that. And that's why we're having a hearing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be very interesting to watch all of this play out. And I know your time is limited. Could you give us, you know, a couple of minutes on where we stand with the Farm Bill? I know people want to hear about that.
Yeah. Well, I just came from our caucus. And I can't quote a particular senator, but this senator's in a position to know that something needs to be done. Now, this isn't saying it's going to be done. But this senator said, and it happens that I think he was saying it to the vice president. But anyway, we got to get the Farm Bill done before September 30th. And that's when it sunsets. And that's a pretty good signal that's being sent to the conferees, and they won't be able to meet until the day after Labor Day. And it's also a signal that the president ought to be helping us get it done by September the 30th.
So you don't think we're just going to kick the can down the road like we have sometimes in the past?
I don't know whether we've had the same pressure that I'm going to tell you about in the past or not. But there's a lot riding on the Farm Bill has a lot to do with the midterm elections. So when something not only is of a substance importance, but also political importance, it's more apt to get done.
Mm-hmm. So you're optimistic?
Yes, very optimistic.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today, Senator?
Oh, dear. I got 9 counties to finish, and I was hoping to finish them during the break for the Jewish holiday, but they just informed us that we're going to have a vote starting 5:30 on that Tuesday, the 18th, I believe it is. No, 11th, Tuesday 11th. So that means I'll probably only be able to do 5 counties on Monday and then have to come back on Tuesday. So I always like to get my 99 county Q&A's done by Labor Day, but I didn't make it. I won't make it this year. So then January you start over again, and October, November, and December I'm still going to be meeting with Iowa someplace.
Well, it was good to see you again the other day, Senator, and nice to talk with you today. Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.